Hi, I'm Nigel Baker, and you're listening to The Future Financial Advisor. We're running this podcast to create an avenue for advisors to share their thoughts and their best interests and really trying to attract those advisors who want to take the industry forward. What we want is great businesses who are really making a difference and really making a big impact to their clients, and we want to know how they're doing it. So in this series, we're going to be discussing the latest digital platforms, some best practices, evidence-based investing strategies. We want to give financial advisors the tools they need to help more investors improve their financial well-being. So if you're ready to take the industry forward, modernise your advisory practice and reach a new generation of investors and the new generation of advisors, then this show is for you.
So all our recordings and podcasts are general advice. All the content, all the people interviewing here, it's all their own opinions and all their own views. In no way does it constitute any personal advice or recommendations. If you need specific advice, please go and seek an advisor. Thanks very much. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about interest rates. As we all know, the Reserve Bank has increased rates to 0.35% from historic low of 0.1. So what does that mean? It doesn't sound like 0.35 is such a big deal, but the reality is it is. There's a real change going on. As advisors, you really need to be switched on to this. If you've been advising only for a short period, this is going to make a significant change to your daily life. If you've been advising like I have for 20 years, you've seen this before, but we're facing a different world suddenly. And I'm going to show you why and why this makes such a big difference. The first thing is 0.35, you may as well throw that out the window because it's really not about 0.35, it's about what the banks are charging. And already I've got Commonwealth Bank's rates here for your clients who have got debt, or if you focus on more accumulator type clients. There's fives popping out of this sheet. This is printed this morning. So there's some fixed rates here, 2-year fixed rates at over 5%. Now that's not what people are expecting. People are expecting to go from 2 to 2.5. Variable rates, standard variable rates here around the 5 mark, mid 4s. That's what the reality is. If you haven't been advising for long, that's what we're facing. And there's going to be some interesting dynamics going on here in the next few years. For those who focus more on retirees, so our business is predominantly more retirees. So this isn't such a bad thing. If you look at a portfolio and look at some of the rates, we use money markets, Australian money markets. It's a great service. Not recommending or anything. Have to check it out yourself. But we've used it for a long time. And we haven't been using it much the last couple of years because rates were so low. But now I'm looking at the rate sheet. There's a really nice page here and I can see 1-year rates, 2.7%. Not bad for some retirees. 5-year rates over 4%. So we're going to start to see term deposit rates and term deposits become part of a portfolio again, which they haven't been for a while, really, for those retirees who need some of that cash and fixed interest just to lock it in. Now, for those who don't remember GFC, there were 8% term deposit rates. Hard to believe in this market, but there were some specials on. The banks wanted some cash and were able to lock in some clients at 8%, but the normal rates were around 5 or 6% for quite a long period. So here we go, big changes in how you do things. So retirees, it's actually not such a bad thing, but of course the last couple of years we've been able to get away from cash rates aren't too great, but total returns have been pretty good. That's going to change. So we're going to go back to a bit more of your typical 60% portfolio, just a real quick number. If you had a portfolio invested 60-40, your actual income yield from that portfolio, real income yield, so what actually those assets are generating, not if some fund manager has distributed a crazy distribution, but actual real distribution that you'd expect, has been, you know, been lucky to get 3%, probably around the mid to high twos. That can now change. You're going to be looking at over 4. So for a retiree of $1 million, their income increases substantially. They can go from, you know, between 25,000, maybe 30,000 of their lucky income from that $1 million. That's going to get up to close to 50,000. Big change for them and a good relief for them. However, your clients who have still got debt, still got a lot of expenses, they might have kids at school, they might have car loans and things like that, things are going to get a bit tighter. And it's not going to go up incrementally. It actually will go up quite substantially. So there's a big impact going on here. And as an advisor, you've really got to be onto it, not from a scared point of view, but to really manage clients through this. If you haven't advised through a rising interest rate environment, you're going to need to speak to some advisors who have and really start to get your head around what some of these conversations. Obviously, like me, if you've been doing this for a while, I've had my own mortgages back in looking at the bank rates, there's some historic bank rates here of the market and what people were used to paying. And again, what the banks charge, not what the Reserve Bank. So obviously everyone talks about the early, late 80s, early 90s when I was studying economics at school and university, and that's all we learned about, how high interest rates and how to get through that period. But even the late 90s, early 2000s, I mean, bank rates, that's when I first took out my first mortgage, you know, we're paying bank rates of 6-7.5%. That was pretty normal. The Reserve Bank rate was a lot lower than that, but that's what we're paying. I think even at one stage I paid around 8%, came dropping down, GFC hit, and then we've seen this period, obviously post-COVID, of ridiculously low rates. Reach out, talk to other advisors, talk to people who've been through this before. Make sure you're talking to clients in a sensible manner around, you know, how to manage this environment, because it's not about 0.35. It's actually about some clients starting to wake up and, wow, they're going to be paying 5%, and don't want to, you know, put people into that scary place again. But it won't be long before you'll see some rates at, you know, above 7% again, bank rates. So I hope you've enjoyed today's little chat. Look forward to hearing your comments. Thanks.
You've been listening to The Future Financial Advisor. So if you've been enjoying the show, please make sure to share it with your network and leave a review on your favorite listening platform. Or if you've got some ideas or thoughts or would like to come on as a guest or know someone who would be a great guest, then please let me know. To learn more about Scientium, just go to our website, scientium.com.au, or look me up on LinkedIn. Look forward to speaking with you and see you on the next episode.